Welcome back to Breast Cancer Update, and we continue with the interview with Dr. Bill Gradishar.
Yeah, it's been really interesting to see how people responded to the bevacizumab paclitaxel data. You know, for 2, 3, 4 years prior to that, when I interviewed clinical researchers like yourself about how they approach the use of chemotherapy in metastatic disease, we had seen a real shift towards single agent, less toxic type approaches. And then when the bevacizumab data came on board, it was kind of confusing about how to sort that through. And then on top of all that is the reimbursement and cost issues. Can you talk about your thoughts about this in terms of right now, practically?
Well, practically, I think there's a reluctance to use a lot of bevacizumab in the breast cancer community. I think what people are waiting on is approval, number one.
Sure.
They want to see that a very expensive drug is going to be reimbursed. And the other issue with that, it's not just an issue of reimbursement. Patients are going to be left with a copay in many cases that's not insignificant. It may be a couple $1,000s a month. So it may be a very prohibitive therapy for many patients who theoretically would be eligible for it. And I think a much broader question, which isn't the one we're talking about today, is how are we going to pay for all of this stuff? Because we'll have patients who potentially are getting bisphosphonate therapy, bevacizumab. There's data looking at bevacizumab plus Herceptin. And all of these agents are now being explored or already established in the adjuvant setting. So the population who are potential receivers of this therapy is enormous.
Yeah, my favorite is bevacizumab and cetuximab when it comes to cost. But